WTAW News time is 7:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. Turnout for Tuesday's presidential primary election in Brazos County was more than twice the number who voted 4 years ago.
Voter turnout was more than 34,000 compared to almost 15,000 in 2012.
We weren't prepared for the numbers. We looked at 2012 numbers and based our equipment on what happened 4 years ago.
Brazos County Clerk Karen McQueen says they'll have more equipment for the general election in November. Two incumbent members of the Texas House representing Brazos County won primary elections. John Rainey won a third full term in District 14 with 68% of the vote.
I just think the difference is a long-time commitment to this community. I think I'm right on the issues. I've been on right on the issues all along.
Kyle Cassell defeated two opponents to win his third straight primary for the District 12 seat.
Standing at the Brazos Center today, being at Welburn, and then spending a lot of time at Aldersgate and seeing lines from lunchtime on it makes you feel good to be an American, made you feel good to be a Texan.
Also defeating two primary opponents was Congressman Bill Flores, who received more than 70% of the vote.
This one was interesting because in this case you had people from your own party that were taking pot shots at you and distorting the truth, distorting your voting record. And I didn't like that very much. I mean, it's one thing, you know, the other party's always going to do that to you, but you don't expect it from your own team.
The closest race was Brazos County Commission Precinct 1. One were College Station City Councilman and former College Station School Board member Steve Aldridge defeated Lloyd Wasserman by 228 votes. Aldridge will be joined by College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who won the Precinct 3 seat with 63% of the vote. And Sheriff Chris Kirk won a sixth term with nearly 90% of the vote. Interviews with the local winners and McQueen are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council held a special meeting this week, which ended with a unanimous vote to continue negotiations on the future of land in the Traditions development. Mayor Jason Bayinski says during the next 90 days, three council members will discuss ideas with the Traditions Acquisition Partnership, which has the option of buying 50 acres for $1.
And at a maximum of 30 lots on that property, if they were to take it down today, then they still may do so. But with the 90-day extension, we can look at other options that might be beneficial to the city of Bryan and to TAP, you know, where we could possibly put more lots on the property, have more entrances into the property, and develop other parcels that the city has, which would put more on the tax rolls.
Background information given to the council includes the possibility of extending Club Drive from the entrance of Traditions Golf Course to the west and north, where it would intersect with Villa Maria. Ben Hardiman will chair the city's negotiating team. He's joined by Buffy Simank and Rafael Pena. Bryan Police has released photos showing those responsible for driving a stolen truck into the City Trends store on South Texas early Monday morning and taking a safe. Damage to the building is estimated at $25,000. You can see photos online at WTAW.com. WTAW News time is 7:08. It's 48 degrees here at Sunrise. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news on the way at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
Deuce the weather, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will slowly move away from the region over the next 24 hours, but we hang on to sunshine today. Highs will be 70 to 75. It'll cloud up tonight. It'll be breezy. A few showers are possible. Temperatures will be near 60. An early shower on Thursday, then clearing, high 75 to 80. Clear skies for Thursday night, lows near 50. Mostly sunny. The story for Friday, highs on Friday, they're going to be 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M Athletics being the Cardiac Kids times two yesterday. Both the basketball team and baseball team had to do a little come-from-behind victory, but they both got them. We'll get you caught up there, as well as Vaughn Miller has been franchise-tagged by the Denver Broncos, plus a whole lot more in sports. We'll do that for you about 7:50.
I guess that's not completely surprising, is it?
No, not when you're the Super Bowl MVP.
So, this morning we're talking about chimps and gorillas and stuff like that.
And tigers and bears, oh my.
Well, no, just the chimps and gorillas. Really. Okay. So anyway, we were telling you a little while ago that apparently scientists have discovered that chimpanzees, who are, after all, pretty close to us on the old evolutionary thing, apparently pick up rocks and throw them at trees.
But why?
And researchers have demonstrated, they said, actually, you'll find them piling up stones also. And the deal is, the problem about this is if they have any stones in the zoo and there aren't any trees to throw out, guess who they throw at?
Huh.
Yeah, not each other. They'll throw at visitors sometimes. The study of wild... Yes?
Better stones than poo.
Oh, very nice.
Maybe.
New study of wild chimps at four states in West Africa now shows that they throw the rocks and throw stones at the trees. A team of several dozen researchers reported online in Scientific Reports that it has been observed that chimps routinely will throw rocks and bang rocks at targets, resulting in the kind of stone accumulations that you'd find, you know, obviously if they throw rocks and there aren't normally rocks at the bottom of a tree, you wander by and see that, then you know that's what's been going on. They compiled data for over a year observing the chimp populations. And the question is, why do they do it? Researchers still don't know. Excuse me. Why do they do it? The researchers say, we need more money to find out.
Aha!
Yeah.
Aha!
One possibility is that the behavior is a way for males to make noise to attract females. So, in other words, we're talking bad boy chimps here. Is that right?
It sounds like.
Because they don't have cars to peel out in and be cool?
Well, the mama chimps are going, he's a bad boy chimp. Now, don't get near him. And what'd you say? He had duck tails on
his He had a duck tail.
Talked the last hour. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I'm wondering, do any chimpanzees have glass castles?
Don't throw rocks.
Yeah. Deep thought. Hello.
Good morning. March 2 was a big day in our history.
Yeah, you're right. We talked about that last hour. Yeah.
Did you?
Yep, sure did. Absolutely.
Deck Rockers of Independence and Sam Houston's birthday?
Yep, all that.
Great.
Well, we didn't
mention.
Yeah, okay, we didn't mention Sam's birthday, but that's true. But yeah, most of the celebrations are going to take place over the weekend. And of course, we're fortunate. Washington on the Brazos is right up the road, and go over there and do that. Oh, I went ahead and did the research. Thank you. Okay. Presidential returns. I know, we're always talking about the stinking Republicans. We don't spend nearly enough time talking about the Democrat presidential race that we had right here last night in Texas. So, we broke the news.
There. Okay. That's better.
Okay. No, that's not better. This is better. Hillary Clinton lost to Bernie Sanders in Brazos County. Bernie carried Brazos County, folks. I'm telling you. There folks
what out difference at this point does it make?
I'm telling you. The Democrats out there are celebrating, going, you know what? Bernie. And here we are. We're the beacon in Brazos County with Bernie Sanders winning 52% to 46%. Because I had a caller off the air who asked, well, how did he do in Burleson County? Well, he didn't do so well.
Have a nice big school.
They don't.
Virile students.
So Hillary took it at 73%. She took Grimes County with 77%. She's all over Madison County. They love her over there. She got 79% of the vote over there. Washington County was 74%. Heck, Bernie didn't even take Travis County.
Oh, what? No?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We might have to research it, and I don't know how long it would take. But
those are the old money Democrats.
This may be the only county in Texas that Bernie took. I mean,
no, there's a few more.
Well, good.
I'll pull them up.
Do that for me. Hello.
Well, our liberal arts department must be doing really well.
Well, they got to be happy about that. That's just saying. And he's not liberal. He's progressive.
He's a socialist.
Do they do that over there? Do they spread the grades around in the liberal arts department? Do they just let everybody end up with the same thing? Yeah, probably.
Scott.
Not. I know.
Scott.
I know. Okay, so are you feverishly looking for the three other counties that Bernie might have?
I am. Oh, no, it wasn't many. It was just a color-coded map, which will help me explain.
Well, what was interesting is for shorthand, I was writing down, you know, I wrote down Brazos, Burleson, Grimes, Madison, Washington, and Travis on here, and I just wrote, I wrote, you know, for Hillary Clinton, HC, and for Bernie Sanders, I wrote BS. So how many were there?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, good.
So about a dozen.
Oh, I hate that.
A little more than a dozen.
Out of how many?
254. Mm-hmm. I hate that.
God. Yeah, a few in West Texas. Man, that's about, okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, I was hoping that we were somewhat unique, but apparently not. So anyway, we were talking a minute ago about chimpanzees throwing rocks at trees. Did you... Wild gorillas hum while they eat dinner. See?
What?
Take that to the break room today. Take that to the break room
today. Oh, wait,
today.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong about what?
Travis County.
Well, that's not what I had.
I know,
the
I understand.
State's office.
Well, I understand, but 100%. Well, okay, so this is the New York Times. Maybe this liberal rag is.
Yeah.
No, they say, they colored it. Yeah, there it is. Travis County, Bernie Sanders, 51.4%.
Well, we'll have to go back and double-check the Secretary
Travis
of State.
Travis, Brewster, Loving, Yoakum.
Loving County? Do you
Callahan.
Know how many people live in Loving County?
Seven.
I know how many voted, and it's about 1,500.
And that Mentone is the 1,500? Oh, I thought there were like 26 people in that county. Anyway, many non-human primates.
Oh, wait, you're right. Sorry, I was reading Brewster. Just to get, I need to correct myself.
It's so hard to get.
Do you know how many
help.
People voted in Loving County?
Go ahead.
Eight.
Well, there's
I was
only
close.
There's only 26 people, I think, who live in the whole county. Mm-hmm. So,
well, they own all the land.
Yeah,
I'm guessing mostly ranches.
Did they walk in and see why that line over there on the Democrat side is pretty long? I'm gonna go over here and vote Republican.
There's monkey business over at that precinct.
Not speaking of monkey business, many non-human primates produce food-associated vocalizations upon encountering or ingesting particular foods. Now, and it basically, and it sends two signals. They say what researchers say is it sends two signals. One is, I'm eating, I'll get back to you later.
Oh.
The other is, I'm eating, stay away from me, it's my food. So we don't know if it's a happy gorilla or an aggressive gorilla, but I'm just saying, they apparently sing and hum when they're eating certain foods. Now, they may say what the certain foods are, but since we don't have a lot of gorillas around here, I'm not that interested. All right, hey, police. Yeah.
King County, you know how many people voted there?
Okay.
Three.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, when you're talking about the Democrats, isn't it possible to get 1,600 votes out of 26 people?
Well, they voted in alphabetical order, which made it easy.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At AggielandHelpWanted.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Join the Junior League of Bryan College Station on Friday, March 4th, and Saturday, March 5th at the Expo for this year's Bargain Blitz. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where prices are doubled on items, but shoppers will enjoy pizza, a DJ, and a first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to the preview party is $6 for adults and $3 for kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning, and admission is just $1 all day long and free for kids 12 and under.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, heck, it's 7:20. We've pretty much done our job for today. I think we've We've told you that Brazos County was Democrat race was carried by Bernie Sanders, and we told you that gorillas hum when they eat. Monkeys, chimpanzees throw rocks at trees.
Yes.
Is there anything else that needs to be covered today? I'm just saying.
Are you saying we can go home early?
Nah, probably not.
I saw Lindsey Graham threw his support behind Cruz.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know if Cruz bounced it back or not. But.
Yeah. I don't know who these people are. CNN ORC. I don't know who ORC is. We know who CNN is. Their poll shows no matter who the Democrats pick as a candidate, they will likely beat Donald Trump. In the poll, Hillary tops Donald 52-44. In fact, beats Marco Rubio, beats Ted Cruz. Marco Rubio beats Clinton by 3 points, but she beats Ted Cruz. Here's the deal. Bernie Sanders, he's projected to beat all the Republicans by a larger margin than Hillary. What kind of a poll is that?
Yeah, but see, that's national polling, isn't it?
Well, so
that,
what?
It sums this up. We don't vote that way. We have an electoral college.
I'm just saying, you're going to tell me that Bernie Sanders would beat the Republicans worse than Hillary Clinton would?
No, not if you look at the electoral college.
Yeah, I know, right. Instead of the
you got to look at the swing states and what are his odds of winning in those.
Yeah, because popular votes don't matter.
Correct. Al Gore will tell you.
All right, no kidding. Whole Paycheck Foods had to do a recall. Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and of course, you know, if it's anything over there, it's so cheap. No, it's Maytag blue cheese, which is not bad stuff. Anyway, apparently testing by Maytag, they found it. So they're yanking all the Maytag dairy farm stuff off of
it. See, that repairman is going to be busy after
all.
Yeah,
he really is. That's true. So if you went over there and bought some of that $27 a pound cheese, then take it back. Richest man in America, I don't want to talk about. In the world, I won't talk about that now because I'm depressed. Did you hear?
Why are you depressed?
Well, do you want to talk about how much money they have?
I don't care.
Does it affect you?
So did you hear Kevin O'Connor this morning with his commentary?
Oh, about the wonderful donut ice cream?
Folks, think about this. A donut ice cream cone. A donut ice cream cone.
Yeah, you get the glaze all over your face.
They don't glaze it, I don't think.
It's custom made into a cone, and it actually looks kind of like a cannoli.
Well, my concern is that if you don't eat it fast enough, does the milk product get absorbed into it? Then you've got this squish thing.
No, because they coat the inside of it with chocolate.
So you can just bite the tip off the bottom and suck it out like a straw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll steal this soon. Yeah, we'll do a Chinese thing. We'll say we invented it. Yeah, that'll work.
It just sounded absolutely fabulous to me.
This is sad. A 2-year-old lawsuit over the length of Subway's foot-long sandwiches.
Yep.
Now results in bigger subs for you.
Yeah. Because they were only 11 inches.
Oh, man. Give me a break.
Hey.
The federal class. What?
They say it's a foot long, and I'm buying a foot long. I want a foot long.
Federal class action suit began with a picture that was published showing the subs were actually 11 inches long instead of a foot long at the company's ads, of course, have been planned.
The funniest part of this, it was a construction worker who had a tape measure.
Of course.
It wasn't a ruler. You just tape measure and went, this is not a 12-inch sub.
I guess at corporate, they probably should have thought of that at some point.
Measure twice, bite once.
That's right. Sooner or later, somebody would do that. So to settle the suit, Subway has promised to require its franchisees to measure the bread to make sure that each sandwich is at least 12 inches or 6 inches. And see, that's the other thing. If you go in there now, if you get a 6-inch sandwich, they kind of eyeball it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, and they're experienced. They've been doing it a long time. And I didn't understand, because actually I had a Subway sandwich yesterday. And they, you know, they slice the bread long ways, and then they cut it in half. And I guess they've done, you know, research on that to say that it's better to do that rather than cut it and then do the sideways slice.
But, well, they used to do wedges.
Yeah, I like the wedge cut.
Yeah, well, again, they did studies, okay? They know what they're doing. Anyway, so you got that going on. And finally, if any of these things we've told you today are not enough to stop the conversation in the coffee room, this may be. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, you know, they're not in that Fuller House show.
No.
But they're running a Kickstarter fundraiser to create an exhibit dedicated to Full House. There'll be a museum for Full House.
Those two are worth like $79 kajillion.
I know.
Why on earth are they doing Kickstarter?
I don't know. Well, again, as long as there's an idiot who's willing to pay for it, I mean, it doesn't really matter. That's
Good grief.
I sort of like that. It's getting the people who want something to pay for it. Well, you're sort of doing your market testing by having people vote with their money.
Now, Patrick, don't you understand? We're in a county that was carried by Bernie Sanders. The idea is if somebody wants something, everybody needs to chip in so they can get it.
That's what Kickstarter's doing.
Everybody has to chip in.
You're saying...
Not just the people who want to see the museum. Everybody has to do it.
And the key word there is has to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because after all, we don't need no stinking tuition out there. Just remember that. So a Chick-fil-A operator wants families to put their cell phones in a coop. A Chick-fil-A, I mean, you know, really, a Chick-fil-A operator in Georgia thought the fun challenge was a perfect way to restore the quality time that you can have at the table sharing a meal. Coop is a small box at the table. All the family cell phones would be turned to the silent mode and placed in the cell phone coop. After the meal, the family... You know, goes over there and they, if they've completed the challenge, as a matter of fact, they'll get a small free ice cream cone for each one of the people at the table.
Well, that's nice.
Didn't go into the chicken coop. So that's not bad at all.
It's a good way to lose your phone, though.
How's that?
I don't know. Leave it or someone else. I don't know. Do they monitor it?
So? Well, no, it's just right there. Well, no, I'm not sure.
I think it's honor system.
My concern is that people who are going to the drive-thru or moving into the parking lot, be very careful of the people coming out of the store.
Because they've got to catch up.
They have to catch up.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Diana Wagner. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we take a proactive approach to tax services and provide our clients the taxation expertise they deserve throughout the year. Let us do the same for you.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW 727 doing the weather here. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. 73 will be our high temperature today. That ought to be pretty nice. Winds out of the south. Then tonight around 60. Tomorrow, how about an 80? Going to hang an 80 on you. Then we'll do about 75 on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Then we're back up to about 78 on Tuesday if everything holds. No mention of rain for the duration. Right now, winds out of the east at 7, 61% relative humidity, fair skies, and we're looking at 48 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, the New York State Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, has forced a Long Island school district to bend to his will. He went after the district when his office learned arriving students from Central and South America were running into roadblocks trying to enroll in school. Investigators found that the Westbury School District required enrollees to provide proof of residency and social security numbers, and, gasp, the would-be students were asked about their citizenship or national origin. Can you believe that? Yeah. Well, the investigators found an unwritten policy affecting some older non-English-speaking people attempting to enroll in high school. They were told they were too old for admittance and instead were diverted into classes teaching English as a second language or high school equivalency classes. Westbury agreed to have their enrollment requirements reviewed by the state, and they will be forced to offer the students compensatory education services. And almost every news account omits some key facts. These arriving students entered the country illegally, part of a wave of unaccompanied minors the Obama regime had brought in over the last few years. No one knows how many students in total are here illegally or the cost to educate them. But we do know that the requirements American citizens must routinely comply with are being thrown out in order to accommodate these arriving future Democrat students.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, you getting a new phone? Well, you're not alone. You know, every 2 seconds, one of us accidentally breaks our phone. So protecting the phones in your family, it's a smart idea. But if you have insurance from one of the big cell phone carriers, you're paying way too much. Stop overpaying. Switch to Square Trade phone protection today and start saving hundreds of dollars. The cell phone companies can charge $11 a month for phone insurance, plus up to a $199 deductible. When you break your phone, Square Trade family protection plans are less than $5 a month per phone. A family of four can save over $500 a year. So protect your new phone with Square Trade. Stop overpaying and protect all the phones in your family with Square Trade instead. Visit SquareTrade.com. That's SquareTrade.com.
Square Trade does not cover lost or stolen items. Savings based on two-year iPhone plan with one claim compared to Assurian total equipment coverage as of August 2015.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 140 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance advisors have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 49 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two members of the College Station City Council are moving to downtown Bryan to join the Brazos County Commission.
The closest election day margin was less than 2%, as Steve Aldrich defeated incumbent Lloyd Wasserman for the Precinct 1 seat.
I think the singular message that I got from people was that we needed to have the cities and the county work together collaboratively and collectively in a better way.
Aldrich will be joined by Nancy Berry, who received 63% of the vote to take over the Precinct 3 seat when Kenny Mallard retires.
I had parts of Bryan in this precinct that I had not known the individuals that I got to meet walking the neighborhood, and so that was fun. They care about what's going on in the county, and they're concerned about transportation and quality of life and economic development issues.
The only local candidate receiving more than 20,000 votes was Sheriff Chris Kirk. He was reelected to a sixth term with almost 90% of the vote in his first contested race since his first election 20 years ago.
I wasn't taking him for granted. You know, I wanted to run a race that I could be proud of and that let the people in Brazos County know that I was truly wanting to be their sheriff.
Most of the attention was on the Texas House District 14 primary, as John Rainey defeated Jess Fields with 68% of the vote.
I think he had a rough time distinguishing himself from me in a positive manner, and I feel like that my long-term commitment to the community has paid off, and the voters appreciate what we have done for the last 4 years.
House District 12 incumbent Kyle Cassell is 3-for-3 in primary wins, receiving 70% of the vote over two opponents.
Our margins of victory in Limestone Falls and Robertson counties are tremendous. You know, obviously we live here in Brazos, and we've got a lot of friends that know us and want us to serve and help us a lot.
Congressman Bill Forer has also defeated two primary opponents, held his victory party, then had to make a flight at 3:45 this morning for D.C.
My first meeting is to sit down with Speaker Paul Ryan and Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy to talk about the budget, because I lead the Republican State Committee. We have a different view of the budget than they do.
Voter turnout in Brazos County was more than 34,000 compared to almost 15,000 in the last presidential primary. And County Clerk Karen McQueen says the crowd seemed to like the option of going to any of 26 voting centers.
If there was a line in one place, they were able to pick another place, and I understand quite a few went away from their area, and especially students on campus, left campus, went to surrounding.
Interviews with McQueen and the local winners are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Among other statewide races, Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss declared victory. With 100% of precincts reporting, the Secretary of State's office shows Strauss with 60% of the vote. The Bryan City Council and the company that has the option to buy 50 acres of city land in the Traditions development for $1 will be exploring other options. Mayor Jason Bayinski says the council unanimously agreed to appoint a negotiating team of 3 members that will spend the next 90 days working with the Traditions Acquisition Partnership. One idea is creating more home lots by extending Club Drive west of Traditions as a through street instead of making it a dead end.
It doesn't cost anything to extend an opportunity to talk about mutual possibilities that are beneficial to both entities. We are in partnership with TAP. You know, it's real easy to say, well, we'll just go ahead and give them the 50 acres. That was done by previous councils a long time ago. But there are opportunities to extend some infrastructure and potentially have multiple entrances in there. We have some of the surrounding property there that could be landlocked. So we can work together to benefit the whole city of Bryan.
Ben Hardiman will chair the city's negotiating team. Other members are Rafael Pena and Buppy Simang. A Bryan man who was arrested for drunk driving Monday night has 5 prior DWI convictions. Bryan police responded to a call that 59-year-old Waymond Hawkins left his house following an argument where he'd been drinking heavily. According to the arrest report, Hawkins returned home and told police he had approximately 1 beer per hour between 10 in the morning and 11:30 that night. Another arrest for drunk driving with multiple convictions was made last weekend by a Brazos County deputy sheriff. According to the arrest report, the deputy was concerned with recent burglaries that a dually truck had parked multiple times around 3 in the morning near homes northeast of Bryan. After visiting with the driver and having him perform field tests, 49-year-old Duke Fulton of Hearn was arrested for DWI with 3 or more convictions. Both Hawkins and Fulton are out of jail after posting bond. An arrest was made this week from a drug-related robbery that took place down the street from the victim's College Station home last December. 19-year-old Christian Shepherd of College Station is one of 4 men accused of beating a man, then driving away with 100 bars of the prescription drug Xanax, which has a street value of at least $500. The victim was taken to the hospital where he received stitches to close 2 cuts to the bridge of his nose. Shepherd is out of jail after posting bond. No other arrests have been made. The early Monday morning burglary of a Bryan business where a stolen truck was driven into the building caused an estimated $25,000 damage. Online at WTAW.com are photos released by Bryan police showing the suspects who took a safe from City Trends on South Texas. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 49 degrees. You can text your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hello.
Hey, Trish. I was just going to see if you wanted to grab lunch, but it sounds like I caught you on vacation.
We are hanging out by the pool, but we're on vacation in our backyard, thanks to Pools by Brannan.
A personal oasis? Nice. How about I pick up lunch and vacation with you?
Perfect.
Call Pools by Brannan at 979-229-0071 and get ready to vacation anytime you feel like it in your own backyard. That's 229-0071. Write it down, put it in your phone, or memorize it. 229-0071.
Kairos Truck Center is having a sale. Hi, this is David Hogan inviting you to come out March 4th and 5th to take advantage of our best prices of the year for zero-turn mowers. Our Mower Madness sale begins Friday morning, March 4th, and lasts through Saturday afternoon, March 5th. We have truckloads of Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet zero-turn mowers with zero money down and 0% financing available. It's Mower Madness, March 4th and 5th at Kairos Truck Center. Highway 21, a half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Good morning, it's 740. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure is located over Arkansas this morning. It'll result in lots of sunshine for the region today. We'll find our temperatures between 70 and 75 this afternoon. High moves away tonight. We'll cloud up. It'll be breezy. May see a few showers overnight, 60. Chance of a shower tomorrow morning, then clearing and warmer, high 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, clear, lows near 50. Sunshine for Friday and warm, highs Friday, 75 to near 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They switched everything, and we knew they would do that, but we hadn't seen it in person. We prepared for it and practiced for it, but until you see it with their size and their length.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy. The guys started off slow against Auburn, but managed the win. We'll have more on that. Aggie baseball had to win, but it took them 13 to do it. That plus a whole lot more in sports in about 9 minutes or so.
Okay, there was this invisible man, and he met an invisible woman.
Why?
And they fell in love and got married.
Cause?
And they had two kids, but they were nothing to look at.
That's my head on the microphone.
In case you missed the end of yesterday's show.
It was a whirlwind.
All right, I'll do it there.
If there's one thing, I'm so happy we paid the extra money for the text line because...
An invisible man is looking for an invisible woman. So he slathers on his Old Spice to stand out in a crowd.
As
you
would?
Yeah, he goes to the Invisibar where they serve only clear drinks. Tries all his best lines. Nothing worked.
Why?
They could see right through him. Nine seven nine 695-1620.
Oh, yeah, please send more of those.
Yeah.
Get right on that.
Yeah, because we know some of you have to go to work, and you might have missed that.
Don't text and drive.
No, just remember that and tell your coworkers.
That's right.
It'll be the talk of the office.
You really, but that's all we're trying to do is make sure everybody stops and looks at you after you do that. Got it? Okay, got it. Old Spice, he's invisible. Old Spice goes to the bar, car drinks. Okay, see you right there. Okay.
Bill Gates is still the richest man in the world. Forbes magazine's annual list of billionaires is out, and although Bill has lost some money, he's still the richest guy for the third year in a row. It's $75 billion.
Man.
Right behind the Microsoft billionaire would be Spanish billionaire Amancio Ortega.
Oh.
Do we know him? I don't know.
I thought it was Carlos Slim.
That's what I thought, too. The founder of the Zara fashion chain, $67 billion.
Oh, Amancio Ortega.
Yeah, okay. Amancio?
Amancio.
Okay. Or Amancio, whichever you want to
be. Yeah, Amancio.
Yeah, Warren Buffett, he owns the newspaper here, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm just saying.
He's doing some fun stuff with his employees.
Yeah?
A basketball bracket madness type thing.
Uh-huh.
All of his employees can enter. Everyone can play in his entire industry and his entire corporation, except for him. He's the only one exempt.
Okay.
They get the top 16 right.
Yeah.
$1 million a year for life.
What? For life?
That's Bill Oliver reporting that to me yesterday.
Bunch of people going out and applying for a job over there, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyhow. Warren Buffett's $60 billion. Jeff Bezos in at number 5. Mark Zuckerberg is 6. That's up 10 spots from last year. Larry Ellison, 7th. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is 8th. Those guys from Google,
Sergey and Larry. well, what the heck? 35 and 34 billion each. The Walton family, Jim, not the ones who used to be on TV.
You're in Jim, rare form today.
Jim, Alice, and Robson Walton. They're 15 through 17. There are 33 new billionaires from U.S. America who were added last year, but 70 new ones from China on the list.
70?
70.
Oof-da.
Total number of billionaires in the world would be 1,810. 1,810. And just to make you feel really good, comes now the story of Alexandra Anderson. Alexandra is the world's youngest billionaire, heir to a family fortune built on tobacco. She debuts in the list today with $1.2 billion. She's 19.
19?
19.
Holy cow.
Well, again. Well, but look, it's not, she didn't make it. It's kind of like Trump and his daddy's money. Well, oh, I didn't say that, did I? Just saying. The money was already there. 7:45. I don't know. Did you guys watch the Academy Awards?
No.
Leonardo DiCaprio was on there, and you know he was talking about making that movie and how it was more difficult. They had to trek further and further north to be able to find any real ice and snow because of
climate change.
Oh, dang. Then they go and find out that, well, he's got a $10 million New York apartment that burns a ton of electrical power. Oh, and he spends his vacations on yachts that burn oodles of fuel with their 8,000 horsepower diesel engines. And, well, he prefers to fly on private jets and also has been known to rent a boat from a filthy rich sheikh who makes his money in oil. But we're not supposed to pay any attention to that, okay? You're supposed to remember he is concerned about the environment. Got it?
Okay.
We're all feeling better now. It's 7:47.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money. It's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace and Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace and Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Children need a mom and dad to guide them through a myriad of issues in life, and that's certainly true when it comes to developing a healthy understanding of sex and marriage. And let's face it, they're not going to gain a healthy perspective from popular music or television today. And so parents, you can help them in two significant ways. First, by talking, and second, by demonstrating for your kids what it means to honor marriage. To begin the dialogue, I want to suggest you gently introduce the topic of sex to your children when they're young by using age-appropriate language. Then as they grow into adolescence, you can have increasingly frank discussions with them and answer their questions as openly as possible, while teaching them that sex is much more than just a physical act. Tell them it's a special experience, a gift designed by God in the context of marriage. And that brings me to the second point about honoring marriage by modeling what a loving relationship looks like. We need to prepare our kids for a great marriage, just as we want to prepare them for college or a career, training them and helping them know what to expect. A healthy dating relationship means much more than abstaining from sex until your wedding day. We must be intentional and proactive in teaching and modeling a good marriage. Children can learn what healthy sexuality looks like in the context of a thriving marriage. And it all starts with parents who understand it themselves and know how to demonstrate it with love, loyalty, and trust. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Call 877-249-6988. Not only will you find the same channels for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD upgrade and premium movie channels free for 3 months. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. And, of course, a free upgrade to a whole home DVR system. Call 877-249-6988. Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today. Call 877-249-6988. Limited time offer. Dish TV and internet requires separate 24-month commitments and credit qualification. DishNet not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Call 877-249-6988.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Honey and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota and the Deal of the Day. It's 7:50. We'll start you off in baseball, where the Aggies slugged it out with the Houston Baptist Huskies and got a 3-2 win. Came from behind in the 13th inning, trailing 2-1, heading into the bottom of the 13th. The Aggie bats came alive as Boomer White got a single, and then Hunter Melton laced one down the right field line to knock in White on a triple. Here's Melton on the game-winning at bat.
Credit Boomer. Boomer getting on base and then allowing me to come up and just not worry about placing the ball or where I hit it, just trying to get a base hit, and it fell for me. Yeah, two strikes. I just try to think to myself, slow it down and see it. And the ball is away. I just took my hands to it and I fell. I've been trying to go that way all night. I hit like three balls to the right side, and luckily this one fell for a triple.
Aggies are back in action this weekend as they have a three-game set against Yale. First pitch against the Bulldogs will be Friday at 6:34, and you can hear all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Over to the hardwood now for Aggie Hoops, where they started slow and trailed by as many as 11 in the first half after missing 12 consecutive shots during a scoring drought that lasted over 6 minutes. Daniel House then unloaded 19, and the number 20 Texas A&M basketball team rolled off 20 straight to come from behind 81-63 and knock off Auburn. Coach Billy Kennedy said the slow start was the result of some defensive curveballs that the Tigers threw at the Aggs.
They're switching man-to-man and changing defenses. They switched everything. And we knew they would do that, but we hadn't seen it in person. We prepared for it and practiced for it, but until you see it with their size and their length. And then they got a couple of steals and hit some threes. Six threes in the first half were big.
Audio there courtesy of Texas A&M Athletics. The Aggies conclude the regular season on Saturday when they host Vandy at 11 inside Reed. The win would give the Aggies at least a share of the 2016 SEC Championship. And as it stands right now, it would be with Kentucky, who got a big win yesterday. In a key SEC matchup, Kentucky kept pace with A&M, bouncing Florida by 10. The Aggs' next opponent, the Vanderbilt Commodores, plowed Tennessee and LSU by 9 over Missouri. Statistics yesterday were released for attendance, and A&M did more than well. They led the Southeastern Conference in football and ranked third nationally in 2015 with an average attendance of 203,000+. Michigan won with 110, followed by Ohio State, who had about 107,000 per game. Since we're talking Aggie football, Super Bowl MVP and Aggie Von Miller has been given the franchise tag. The move currently locks him into a one-year deal with will pay him among the top five salaries at his position in the NFL. Teams have through July 15th to negotiate long-term deals with franchise players. Aggie men's golf team wrapped up play at the Louisiana Classic yesterday, finishing third. They were in hunt for the victory most of the time. A&M softball jumps five spots. They have a record 14-1. They're now number 9 in the country, according to the ESPN.com USA Softball Collegiate Top 25 poll. In high school hoops action, the College Station Cougars season came to an end against the Yates Lions, falling 90-78 in the quarterfinals. Guys finish up with a respectable 28-10 record, though. Navasota keeps playing. They hung 10 on Houston Wheatley, 63-53. They move to the regional semifinals in Huntsville Friday. They'll take on Center. Tip-off for that game at 8 o'clock. Only one Lone Star team in action last night in the NBA, and Wesley Matthews scored 21 to lead the Dallas Mavericks past Orlando 121-108. In the NHL, Shea Weber had a goal and two assists as the Predators knocked off the Stars 5-3. And in NCAA Top 25 action, Buddy Hield had 23 points, and number 6 Oklahoma surrendered a 26-point lead before they regrouped to defeat number 19 Baylor 73-71. And that's going to do it for sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. You can find out more at teamofnavasota.com. You'll find the 10 under 10, 10 cars under $10,000. You can register for Free Car Friday, which just happened this past Friday, but you'll have another shot at it again on the last Friday of the month. And you can also check out the deal of the day, which today is a 2015 Chrysler 200 Limited for $17,188. Again, that's $17,188 for the Chrysler. They carry Chevy, Chrysler, Dodge, Ford, GMC, and Jeep. Once again, to find out more, just go to teamofnavasota.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor, and that's going to do it on the all-new Maverick 100.9.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday at Producers, learn all about beekeeping. Bees are important pollinators. They can also be a great hobby and generate some income. Come explore the bee world this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring Grand Fondo to the Brazos Valley. Sunday, April 24th, join cyclists from across the state and bike through the scenic countryside of our community. To register, visit GrandFondoBCS.com. Individual, team, and family rides are available. Grand Fondo BCS is hosted by Atlas Group, and all proceeds support cancer services at CHI St. Joseph Health. Register now for Grand Fondo, April 24th in Bryan.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Couple of minutes till it's the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, when you drive a car, you have probably been in a situation with a motorcycle where you simply didn't see it.
Yes, that happens.
Yes. Turns out to be a very common experience.
Yes, it is.
And has to do with limitations of your vision in your brain. You see a motorcycle approaching head-on from a distance. Occupies a very small part of your vision as the driver, because you should be, well, you're probably looking down at your phone, but you shouldn't be. Anyway, and if it's going quickly, then it's possible that your eye simply won't get around to looking at it enough to make it stick in your brain before it arrives in your immediate vicinity. Take a typical case. Driver preparing to turn left from a side road onto a main road, and there's a motorcycle coming down the main road. So our driver looks left, doesn't see the motorcycle because it's pretty far away, looks right, now looks left again, and the bike is much closer, almost on him. But because he didn't see it last time, and this is important, his brain simply discards it as a result of his brain not expecting to see it. So the driver pulls out in front of the motorcycle. And I'm guessing there are plenty of folks who drive bikes who say, uh-huh,
yep.
This does happen.
It does.
What do you do? Well, be obviously more conscious and deliberate when you look around as you drive. It will lead to a much higher quality mental picture. Again, look around a little more slowly and pay attention.
Please.
That's right. In short, you'll learn how to see things that are invisible. Do you know about invisible? Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah, no. Anyway.
I was
going
to say, this is all a setup.
No, it's not. It's not a setup, but that is. That's something to think about. We have all done it. We have all done it. Probably folks who write.